Now, earlier we heard how Ireland might look in 40 years and how climate change will play a major role. The country faces escalating climate risks, more storms, floods and even drought. A new report from the Climate Change Advisory Council and the Central Bank of Ireland says that there is an urgent need to invest in projects like coastal defences, flood barriers and drought-resistant crops to build resilience and protect the economy. Failure to do so, it warns, could cost billions annually. Well, we're joined now by Professor Peter Thorne, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee. Good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
A lot of the focus of policymakers up to now has been on investment aimed at reducing carbon emissions. This report is different. It is saying that we need also to invest to protect ourselves from the effects of climate change. What do we need to be investing in?
We need to be investing in protection from climate change. We're already seeing, but climate change we will increasingly see with additional emissions of greenhouse gases. It's things like floods from extreme rainfall, it's heat waves, it's droughts, it's also the windstorms that we are seeing.
And the report highlights the financial benefits of adapting to climate change. Invest now, and there are benefits to individuals and the economy.
Indeed, if we don't invest in adaptation, we condemn ourselves to news stories and heartbreaking pictures of people stood in houses that are flooded, to stories of impacts from extreme heat, or 2 weeks of people without electricity. Our choice is very clear. We either put in place measures to protect our citizens and be resilient to climate change, or we condemn ourselves to repeated stories of harm to people, lives and livelihoods.
But adapting costs money, and getting finance for these projects, it's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, so that there are two things. Firstly, the quantum of funding is absolutely inadequate, and that's both from the public sector and the private sector. But more importantly, perhaps there are many barriers to dispersing that funding and getting that funding to those individuals, communities, and projects that need them most. So there are many, many things. It's not just a case of throwing money. It's also a case of making sure that money is aimed at the right places and effective.
So what are the solutions then that you're proposing in this report?
There are a suite of solutions, from as simple as understanding what adaptation actions are already happening and showcasing ones that happen, unblocking finance, making adaptation action financially kind of appetizing to the private sector, addressing things like insurance shortfalls. The fact that you can't insure in certain places is really, really worrying, because those most vulnerable cannot insure their properties, for example.
And there are big costs associated with doing nothing then, aren't there? I mean, how severe could those economic costs be if we don't act?
If we don't act on, firstly, emissions reductions, which perversely is the most effective means of adaptation, but then also on adaptation itself, then the costs are eye-watering potentially. And they're also unpredictable. So it may be that for several years there are no or very negligible costs, and then we might hit it unlucky on the roulette wheel of climate change, and we might suddenly have a huge cost from a storm or a sequence of storms or a major rainfall event or a very, very large and sustained heat wave. So it's as much the fact that these costs are unpredictable and could be very, very large impacts upon our balance sheets in given years.
I just want to put some news that is breaking in the past few minutes to you now, Professor Thorne. EU climate ministers have approved a 2040 climate change target to cut emissions by 90%. But, and it's a big but, part of that involves allowing countries to buy foreign carbon credits to cover 5% of the 90% goal, which effectively weakens that target to 85%. And they've also agreed then to consider the option in the future to use international carbon credits to meet a further 5% off their domestic targets. What's your own reaction to what has been agreed by the EU environment ministers this morning?
So this would have to be prefaced with it being my own reaction, because the Climate Council will have to take the time to consider this. My own reaction would be that it's positive that we have agreement on a target, but those caveats that you mention are really important caveats. And the thing to really remember here is climate change keeps getting worse until globally we reach net zero. So if we abdicate some of our responsibility as the European Union, we're placing the onus on someone else. And we must remember that the European Union has contributed way more than its fair share of historical emissions. We are overachievers in making climate worse to date, and morally and in the whole and in terms of equity, we really should be doing more than everyone else, not less.
Professor Peter Thorne, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:48.